This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, Big Al really got taken to the woodshed last Monday when I expressed some reservations about some of the things that Trump is doing. I want to say that this morning, Friday, I'm doing all of the recording for the weekend show late because of the huge event that happened regarding Syria and Afghanistan just basically as late as yesterday, Thursday. I simply don't understand it at all. I have done as much reading as I can on this. We're going to get another opinion. I'll be talking with Chris Temple here about 12:15 Pacific Coast time, but I'm talking to Jim McKinney right now. Jim just got back from Afghanistan. His son was also over there. You can say what you want about Jim, but the fact of the matter is I know that he's a principal guy, and I know that he risked his life. And his son risked his life because he really believed in what was going on over there. And it's not happening right now. Jim and I are both very confused. Jimmy, what do you think is going on?
Yeah, Al, it is confusing right now. But there's a much bigger set of principles that are being argued out there. The fundamental Trump belief that, And a lot of supporters that, hey, look, we have to focus on U.S. security interests. And, of course, it's not in a vacuum. The wall and actually southern border security and defending American interests, I think, is a paramount priority. Those issues, Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, they're very complex. They're very challenging. I'm a little concerned, obviously, because I did, spend my time, and I think it's important that we maintain some stability and don't have what happened in 2011 and 12 in Iraq when we pulled out too early, or what happened in 2014 in Afghanistan when we pulled out too early, and that leaves a vacuum that extremists take. And that's a threat to us. Now, if you look from a national strategy view, maybe Trump's saying, hey, look, we focus on the U.S. And I'm sure a lot of advisors and probably a lot of your listeners support that fundamental philosophy. I believe we're actually supporting the U.S. by maintaining the relationships and working with allies. I am not sure exactly why the change. It's people have been supporting quietly these operations and the expansion, but I think it is fundamentally against what the administration had wanted. I'm concerned about it. I don't want to leave the Kurdish partners that have been fighting the ISIS in Syria, nor evolving capabilities of the Afghan government. But at the same time, it is very complex, and those are very hard things to deal with. And there's no real clear end state that we can see.
You know, well, I have to say one thing, and that is I made a promise to one of our listeners, and I can't remember if it was GEH or if it was CFS or if it was Out of the Box Jerry, but I said, you know, you folks have been accusing me of not giving an opinion so much. What I've been trying to do is basically focus on everybody's opinion, because my philosophy is you have to listen to every single story. In this particular case, I have to say that my opinion is, on the record, pulling out of Afghanistan is probably an absolutely insane idea. And pulling out of, we haven't talked, Jimmy, at all about the situation in Syria. Pulling out of Syria, I think, is another crazy idea. I think that could cause a tremendously negative event. That tremendously negative event is, I think you could see, Israeli involvement then, which I would be very, very sad to see, because a huge amount of people would then get killed. What do you think about pulling out of Syria, Jim?
I think Syria is a challenge. What it does is it gives Erdogan in Turkey the advantage, and he is pressing right now for power in the region.
Yep.
And that's really, to me, the most destabilizing potential there, allowing him to continue. At the same time, it is a how much does it directly affect us? It's hard to judge that.
Let's talk about how it's going to affect literally millions of people in the Middle East, though.
Right, and it is certainly going to affect Europe, and that struggle for power and the potential long-term ramifications of allowing a religiously backed governance system in Turkey as a NATO partner becomes very problematic. That's a challenge. And as he expands, you're going to see some very complex problems and concerns with the NATO alliance because of it. And I think you're going to have some very destabilizing regional problems. But at the same time, there's also politics going on here with U.S. domestic pressure to try and get the wall built. And Trump has done it before. He's gone, hey, look, he's threatened things and moved things that actually caused domestic politics to change. And maybe he's doing a bid here to get more pressure for U.S. Border wall and U.S. security. And maybe there'll be a compromise at some point in the future. So I'm not thinking it's all done at this point. I'm not thinking that. I think there is a global, very big global game going on here. And I think probably some of his key advisors, including Pompeo and a couple other folks, probably realize that.
The question I have about Pompeo is what are his actions going to be? Are these people going to, Pompeo being obviously the Secretary of State, Mike, is that going to affect them negatively? I mean, Trump has been firing people, you know, hand over fist. Mantis just quit. Mantis was a pretty important guy. I think a lot of my listeners would say, Corlin, you're crazy. He's just another piece of the military-industrial complex. My opinion on this is we have a very, very interesting shakeup in terms of what's going on with the way the federal government operates. Is it positive or negative? I have to say at this point, I don't understand Trump. And a lot of you people got very angry at me. A lot of the listeners got very angry at me when I did an editorial on this on Monday. I said, I really don't understand the guy. I don't understand why he can't handle the press and on and on and on. And, boy, I have to tell you, I mean, you think I was Judas, basically, you know, going against the Lord. But the fact of the matter is I'm not. I simply don't understand. It's easy when you have a situation like this, Jim, when you are, and I think I'm pretty well informed. It's pretty easy when you are this informed to come to an irrational conclusion that's based more on emotion than it is on anything else. I have to say right now, not being the President of the United States, not knowing everything, I don't understand what the heck he is doing. Jimmy, going to give you the final word. I think it's a mistake, though, personally. I know that my friend Dr. Paul would totally disagree with me, but, you know, the fact of the matter is the world does depend on the United States.
Well, I think President Trump was hired to fight. He wasn't hired because he was a choir boy.
No, he's not.
I think he was hired in order to change the direction of this nation and where we were heading in Washington and defend U.S. interests. How he sees them and how his advisors advise him on that is very interesting. It's a challenging world out there, but I do believe that he actually is working towards what he believes is the best interest. Sometimes we make mistakes. We'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, we will see what happens. I think personally, and I feel very strongly about this, is I think Donald Trump has a very, very different philosophy on where the United States should be. America for the Americans. Make America great again. That's why I voted for the guy. That's why I got a gold card from the Republican Party in appreciation for the funds that I gave to the Republicans and specifically to the Trump campaign. I just want to say this. On the record, it is an insane action, as I said earlier, but I have to say this. It's been going on for a lot of years. A lot of people have gotten killed to no avail. There's been no resolution. Let's see if Trump makes this thing work. I'm going to be right back.
You You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with the sophisticated man on the street, Brad Howard from Washington. Very active man in helping out the community. He's been on the show numerous times before. I wanted to get Brad's opinion on what Trump is doing right now in terms of most recently Syria and Afghanistan. whole bunch of different opinions on that. A lot of us just simply don't understand it. Brad, I bet you understand it. Pro or con, and why?
Well, I'm pro, meaning that I think the president's doing the right thing in those cases. I can tell you why. That it's kind of a joke that if most of the government media are opposed to it, I'm probably going to be in favor of it. But in all seriousness, I'm not able to articulate why we were in Syria in the first place. I can't think of a single U.S. national interest that is advanced by our being involved in a conflict there, which is very, very complicated. So with no advancing of American interests, I don't think we ought to be involved there. You've got American soldiers and airmen and others who've been over there and been involved in fighting, and the ultimate outcome of that fight would not be to advance American interests. So I don't think we ought to be doing that. That's the test that I think we ought to use our military for, to defend the United States and our national interests and to advance the national interest. And I don't see picking apart some very complicated situation in Syria as having anything to do with our national interest.
Now, having said that, you may, with your argument, Brad, really sway my thinking on that one. I spoke with Jim McKinney earlier today. I spoke with Chris Temple earlier today on this. Chris agrees with you, and my personal opinion is I think it's a very volatile situation. I don't understand why he pulled out at this time. In terms of the action itself, let's forget about the timing just for a minute. I agree with you 100%. I don't think we should be involved whatsoever in the Middle East, specifically here, Syria and Afghanistan. I would like to know what his rationale is, because his rationale that he's gone public with is that we beat ISIS. I'm not sure that we did. But I think when you really talk about it, McKinney brought this up a little bit, maybe he's looking to diffuse our interest, our actions, I guess I should say, in the Middle East and focus on the United States, which really was his campaign promise, America for the Americans. I happen to agree with that 100%. I realize the important role that the U.S. government plays in the world, but you really have to wonder in terms of the Middle East, is this the right thing? Theoretically, and I hope everybody understands what I'm saying, you folks out there, theoretically, I do not think we should be involved in Afghanistan or in Syria. It's an interesting question. It's a very complicated situation, but I don't think that's doing us really much of any good.
There's also the situation where, for some interests domestically in our government, there's never going to be a good time to change course. The example I give is, take a jar and put some dirt in it and, a little bit of water and an old orange peel, seal that thing up and set it on your windowsill in the sunshine. Something is going to thrive in that environment. I don't know what, but whatever it is going to have an interest in preserving and even expanding that environment. So to take that really weird example, there are institutions that are thriving by our presence in Syria and Afghanistan, and they're going to advocate to continue or expand that role.
Let me ask you this, Brad, and that is, a lot of people on our site and a lot of people in the United States basically feel very strongly that a lot of our actions in the Middle East are really geared towards assisting Israel in terms of their defense. I think one could argue that point here fairly effectively. Syria and the countries that have an interest in Syria, specifically Russia right now, could be a huge detriment to Israel, don't you think?
Well, it's a possibility, but then again, Israel is a big boy, so to speak, and certainly has can punch way above its weight. And you can ask, what would Syria gain by attacking Israel? I don't see that happening. I think that's often used as maybe a justification for our involvement in areas in the Middle East that may not be as sound as we may think. I'm not Israeli, so it's easy for me to sit here in Washington State to say this, but I don't see Syria having any interest in attacking Israel. It doesn't have a religious government. It's a secular government that actually respects the rights of Christians, by the way. So I think the Syrian government can be reasoned with, and I don't see any motivation they'd have to go after Israel, for example.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Okay, regular listeners on the blog, on the record, on the total record, black and white, I think that the president is doing the right thing in terms of pulling out of Syria, and I think he's doing the right thing in terms of pulling out of Afghanistan. The reason I say that is I voted for Trump, I supported Trump, and interestingly enough, Brad Howard was on a committee here in the Northwest providing public relations for Trump back in 2016. I voted for Trump. I gave the Trump campaign money simply because I really do believe in America for the Americans. We don't need to be involved in these skirmishes, and I don't think there's any question about that. I think a lot of people are going to disagree with this, Brad, but, you know...
You're right, and they will, and you know, there are people who are going to disagree with that from the best of intentions and the best of points of view. There are people that I disagree with who are sincere in their perspectives. I get that. I just think we have gone so far... in our recent wars, what are they really about? You know, that some Saudi Arabian terrorists attacked the United States and we invaded Iraq. That's like the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor and we invade Mexico by retaliation. It's a little odd. And we've been in Afghanistan for nearly a generation now. And I think the, whatever connection there was with Afghanistan and our being there has long since been, out of date. And these things can take on, you know, their own self-fueling things like NATO. What's the purpose of NATO these days? I don't know. Certainly not to contain the Soviet Union. Same kind of thing. Bin Laden's dead. Time to wrap up and go home, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right. I think it is time to wrap up and go home. And I think that, I'm sorry that there have been some very important resignations within the government. But, you know, in my opinion, we really need to mend our fences here in the United States. There's a plan, whereas given the situation with Mexico, we really do need at this moment in time to take care of ourselves. As Ron Paul says, we cannot be the police of the world. And I have criticized Ron of late, but I'm sure as heck not doing it right now. Mr. Howard, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy Saturday. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right
back. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, going to be right back with Chris Temple.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. I guess we should say continuing on with the report about Donald Trump. Just got done with Brad Howard, and I laid out my personal feelings then. I want to say them once again so there's no misunderstanding. And that is, it's a very complicated situation, number one. And number two, as important as far as I am concerned, I don't think we should be screwing around in Syria and Afghanistan. And if that makes some of that, and so in that sense, I have to agree with Donald Trump. If that makes some of you angry, listen, it's only my opinion, and my philosophy is you have to listen to what everybody has to say. We're going to continue in that direction right now. I've got my friend Chris Temple on the line with me right now. Remember, Trump did run on the platform of America for the Americans. Mr. T, you got the mic.
Well, you know, and you and I have talked about this before, Al, and I've said this in many contexts since the campaign, and that is that, to me, the strongest thing of all about Donald Trump, the candidate, was that he never shrank from criticizing both Democrat Party and Republican Party administrations going back for years for destabilizing many nations, for causing all kinds of problems. When you look during the Obama/Hillary Clinton tenure, it was they who caused the whole refugee problem in Europe by destabilizing new countries in the Middle East on top of what Bush Jr. had done prior and everybody else had done prior. So here was a guy, Donald Trump, that called out everybody who had done this for spending trillions of dollars, losing many, many lives, not only of Americans, but of the many people, most of them innocent ones, who died in these wars of conquest and imperialism. And he said that if he's elected president, that's going to stop. And he's taken his time about it. A lot of us have carped at various times about how in some cases with the deep state, especially John Bolton, all he's done is rearrange the alligators rather than draining the swamp. But there is still that instinct on the part of Trump and that desire on his part to extricate us as best as he can himself from these things. He's going to, once again, have enormous pushback. You know, when you hear such a left-winger as Rachel Maddow on MSNBC shoulder-to-shoulder with Bill Kristol and the neocons about how terrible this is, that, you know, Trump, as far as she is concerned, is this is another way in which he's the puppet of Vladimir Putin by getting out. Hey, Trump was 110% correct when during the campaign, after pointing out how this country had screwed up countries like Syria, he said if Putin can go in there and clean up that mess without us having to do it, God bless him.
That's a very interesting point. I think that people are very afraid of Russia. Being a Russian, I have to say that I really can't comment on that other than I probably would share some of that trepidation. Everybody wants to be the prettiest baby and the most powerful baby in the nursery. But the fact of the matter is, as Ron Paul says, you know, and I'm on record also as saying, you notice Ron Paul's not on the show anymore. Well, there were some different reasons for that. But the fact of the matter is, I respect Ron, and I find it interesting that his son Rand basically was one of the few federal politicians who came out and said hurrah for that action. So I have to say that I know that there are a lot of people who are going to disagree. Most of the government officials are totally disagreeing. Secretary of Defense is totally disagreeing, saying I can't continue on, I'm going to quit. Well, that shows you how dysfunctional our government is. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, we don't want our kids getting killed over in Afghanistan and Syria and the rest of it. The Middle East is a hotbed. There's no question about that in the Bible. And I hate to get into this, but it's true. In the Bible, it says that's where the end days are going to come. Are these the end days? I don't know. I can't say for sure or for not. All I can say is it's a very interesting situation. And on the record, I agree with Trump's actions of late. You got the ball, man.
Well, and on this particular subject, I do as well. And I'm just hoping Al sticks to his guns. You know, I've said many times that I would much rather, if we're going to have our military in every nook and cranny of the globe trying to keep the peace, let's do it closer to home. Let's work with Central American and South American governments who have drug problems and gang problems and economic problems, and let's in some ways take a step backward to what we used to do. Some people would even disagree with this as being imperialistic, but in relative terms, let's get out of some of the rest of the world where we can't be or shouldn't be or aren't welcome and take care of our own hemisphere. Because you know what? If in the first place the U.S. had not destabilized many of these nations like Guatemala that have got people coming now trying to get into our country because the worst that they see here is better than the lot in life they have at home. Let's repair that damage. Forget about doing it halfway around the globe. Let's do it in our own backyard. You know what? If we did that with our military and had some success, he wouldn't have to worry about building a stupid wall because the people would stop trying to get in here.
That's 100% accurate, Chris. There's no question about that. And I have to tell you, as I said when I was chatting with Brad Howard in the prior segment, I voted for Trump simply because I like the theory of America for the Americans. This is our country. Damn it, let's take care of it. I have a lot of pride in America. America has been torn down from a manufacturing standpoint, from a good, not necessarily from a services standpoint, but from a good standpoint, because we have really, really diluted our efforts. And I believe we don't have to do that anymore, Chris.
No, and we shouldn't. I mean, there's so many things that have gone wrong since World War II, frankly, and some people go before that to America. It's not going to be fixed by one man, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. There is a very, very, very long process if this country is salvageable to begin with. So what we need to do, one bite at a time, is to, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever would be doing something, if you do something that is right and proper, that benefits this country and its citizens, then you should be lauded. It shouldn't have anything to do with party or whatnot. You shouldn't have, you know, this tag team of a Rachel Maddow and a Bill Kristol, both of whom are owned 110% by the same people. They serve the same master. You know, the hell with them. It's like, Mattis doesn't like it, don't let the door hit him in the ass on the way out. Don't go, you know, wait for a president to come back in who wants to conquer the world and start World War III. Work for him.
You know, that's a really good point. It's a really good point. If you want to work for a president who has a major interest in the military-industrial complex, a major financial interest, you're right, go to work for him. I hate to say it because Trump is an incredibly, incredibly outspoken individual, but I want to say this, Chris, and that is I think in this particular situation he is doing the right thing, and I have to say he's got some guts when he does that, and I do applaud him for that. I hope it works out from the bottom of my heart. I hope this thing works out. I feel sorry for the people in Syria. I feel sorry for some of the people in Iraq. But the fact of the matter is, it's really not our situation. Let me ask you one last question real quick. The wild card in this, and I know a lot of people are going to come back with this, are going to say, well, the wild card is Israel. We've only got 30 seconds. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Well, I'm sure, Al, that behind the scenes, the Israelis are also on the side of Rachel Maddow and of Bill Kristol, and don't want us to leave that part of the world, because to a very great extent, we are 1 minute Israel's protector and the next minute Israel's muscle. But Israel has more nuclear weapons than Iran has in its overnight dreams,
right,
and
right.
So I don't think we need to worry about that.
Well, I guess you're a very good point. Mr. T, I appreciate your opinion. I know there's going to be a lot of misunderstandings about what I said. My final word is very confusing. I applaud the action. Can be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. I am the media. Remember, I'm going to tell you in this segment to be careful of the media. Snowbird, I'd love to have you on the blog, by the way. You've got some great comments. You mentioned yesterday about the phenomenon called television being almost hypnotic. I have Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. Snowbird, I don't know if you've heard Dr. Huber before. I don't know how new you are, but I have to tell you, he's a veritable wealth of information when it comes to psychological issues, and this is certainly a psychological issue. Is TV hypnotic, John?
Definitely. It can be very hypnotizing, and hence it had previous names called the boob tube and like that, so... Yeah, definitely. We've done studies actually and looked at brainwave patterns. And in fact, most people's brainwaves, when they watch a non-science type show, like, you know, if they're not watching the Discovery Channel, what we see is most people's brainwaves drop below that of a sleeping state brainwave. So, yes, definitely hypnotic.
Why do they continue to watch it if that's the case?
That it's a perfect escape. I mean, they got all this stuff going on in their life. And they can sit down in front of the TV, and without using drugs, they can just melt into their couch.
John, let me ask you a question. Obviously, that makes a lot of common sense, but let me ask you a question. Is this phenomenon being utilized at all by advertisers, pundits, for example, the folks on either CNN looking at two sides of the spectrum or Fox who are trying to make their point stick? Can you use this phenomenon for that?
Absolutely. Just like Domino's Pizza sits there and just bakes that beautiful baked pizza in front of you and stimulates all those gastric juices in your stomach to make you just want to reach over and dial, redial, and have Domino's deliver the pizza right then. Our politicians do the same thing, and they do it by making us angry, and it becomes a stimulus response. So pretty soon, let's say you're against Donald Trump. You don't even have to say what he does anymore because everybody has been conditioned that agrees with you to immediately become emotionally upset and angry just at the name of Trump. So it doesn't even really matter what you say after that. They have conditioned us through television and media to do that. And if you love Trump, You just have to put some other name like Nancy Pelosi in place.
Or something like that. You know, I just did another editorial earlier today with a fellow who has a website called TruePundit.com. Don't know much about the website, but he's got some interesting ideas. His publicist called me this morning and said, Michael Moore is starting to go along the same path that you are, Big Al. And I said, Ryan, what was that? And he said, well, he said, I got to tell you, he's kind of thinking that Trump may not last his term. So we talked about that a little bit. I feel very strongly about that. And as I said in the last interview, the way that I feel, the reason I feel that way, John, is that after some of the things that happened today in the news, I think Trump is walking into a brick wall, personally, just my opinion. What do you think, since you know a lot about anger issues and the rest of it? I mean, my question is, he's a pretty angry guy. How is he going to be able to collect his emotions so he can monitor up a strong defense?
Well, as a psychologist, I have a little bit different perspective on what's going on. One of them is that Trump has been in front of the media, working the media since the 70s. As a guest, eventually as running his own show on The Apprentice, but he has learned about the media, and we talk about him being always an angry guy. I don't know if he really is. I think he may be manipulating the media, just like he did during the election series, when you had an opponent who spent almost $2 billion, and he spent roughly $200 million, and he was able to get more time in the airways by getting the media upset at him and by making those quote unquote silly or stupid or ridiculous responses on Twitter. But what he did is took the media away from everybody else, and he controlled the whole thing. And I don't think he does anything without it being in a plan.
Well, it's an interesting point. So that kind of adds a little bit of proof. I guess that adds a little bit of proof to your theory about the hypnotic effect of television.
Absolutely, and that's that same perspective. That's what I'm saying from that clinical psychology point of view.
I got to tell you, my friend, I'm getting very, very disenchanted with Trump, as our listeners are aware. I have a daughter, figure this one out, I have a daughter who is 52 years of age, and she said that she is so bothered by what's going on in Washington, D.C., and obviously the rest of the country right now, that she'll just burst into tears occasionally during the day. Is that a good response?
No, it's not, and it's a response that shows that she has been primed by all these news outlets. Now, think about it, you know, just 2007, 11 years ago, was when smartphones were invented. Within a year, we had all of these social media apps, including Facebook, and what happens? Man, these guys are billionaires overnight, virtually, and media is now not at 7 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, and 9, 10, or 11, depending upon where you're at in the U.S. at night. It is every 10 minutes on your phone. It yep. beeps in. And there is never a break. It's like the last election cycle, you know, we talked about that we just had in the fall. The truth is, it never ended from 2016. So we had a 4-year election cycle because it never stopped. And we're continuing that way now to 2020. We're all burnt out. We're on our nerve, on our bitter end of our nerves. And as human beings, not, you know, we're not machines. We have to have a release. We have to have a break. We have to have a time to basically refresh ourselves. That's why we go to sleep every night. But if the last thing you see on your phone is something about politics or some news that you know gets under your skin, you're going to dream about that all night long. The last thing you think about is one of the primary things you dream about every single night. So leave your phones in the living room. Don't leave them on the charger next to your bed. Charge them in the living room. Charge them in the kitchen. Stay away. Give yourself a break. You got to.
Yeah, it sounds to me like people really need to listen to what you're saying, Big John. And the reason I say that is because this country is on edge like I have never seen it.
And I think it's all due to that, not a 24-hour news cycle, but a 10-minute news cycle that happens every 10 minutes, and every outlet jumps on the bandwagon because, hey, look, they're getting 300,000 hits in the last 15 minutes. We're going to run the same story and we'll do the same thing.
Yep.
And it covers the whole United States. And the sad thing is people are learning how to not communicate anymore. And we get upset by little things because those are headlines. If you go half the time on those instant social media news apps, you read the headline and it says one thing. If you read the actual article underneath, it may have nothing absolutely to do with the headline itself. It's disturbing.
Yeah, it really is. I'm getting very concerned about it actually, because most of my conversations with colleagues and primarily with friends, intellectual friends that I have in the area, they're all complaining about it, and they're all saying, we don't understand, Big Al, how you can do politics day in and day out, because that would drive us crazy. Maybe I should just quit, Big John.
Well, I don't want that. You're one of the best sources I like to listen to. But my recommendation is, you study what you need to study for your show and for your listeners and keep them informed, but you let the rest of the stuff go. You try not to get into it, and you have a break. You do other things. You're going to go work out here every day, and I'm getting ready to go work out as soon as we get off the call. We do things. Take care of yourself. That is first and foremost. Nobody else is going to do it. Get enough sleep. Eat well. Drink in moderation if you must drink. Don't let yourself get so emotionally torn apart from all this. This media, turn your phones off when you eat. Don't just turn them upside down or turn the ringer off. And it's amazing how much power that gives you. And it tells the people you're with that you're so much more important than that 10-minute news cycle.
And what you're saying, John, I think is great advice, not only for Al Corlin, but also great advice for each and every one of our listeners. And for that matter, let's expand that universe. Great advice for everybody in the country. It's difficult right now to stay on an even keel with the continual bombardment that's going on in the media.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. John Heuwergen, thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.